Arch, what do you mean when Edith got back? You mean to tell me that you were fooling around with Dolores at the same time you were going with Ma?
No, no, not at the same time. Edith was out of town. Some rotten person trying to break the two of us up took her away to Atlantic City.
What rotten person?
Her mother.
So, because Ma was out of town for one weekend, you couldn't go a whole weekend without another woman?
Wait a minute, wait a minute. I wasn't doing nothing with Edith. Let me tell you something. I didn't touch Edith the last time we was married.
But you touched Dolores.
Certainly, certainly. But then I wasn't going to marry Dolores. You don't marry a girl unless you have respect for her. Now, who could respect a girl who would do a thing like that with me?
That is so terrible, Arch. That's the double standard.
Nothing double about it. We done it once.
What I'm saying, if it was wrong for her, then it was wrong for you, too.
No, it wasn't, stupid. I'm a man. Men have got another thing. They got what you call a carnival instinct there. Women ain't got that. Let me ask you something. Did you ever hear of chromosomes?
No, I can't say that I have, Arch.
Well, keep your mouth shut. Maybe you'll learn something. Chromosomes is little chemical things floating around the bloodstream of a man. Them is the things that make a man need sex more.
But women don't have chromosomes.
That's why they're women, dumbbell.
When I think of all the guilt, fears, and hang-ups that were caused by just what you're saying, it's a wonder that any woman can have sex today and enjoy it.
She ain't supposed to enjoy it. She's supposed to sit still for it.
Yeah. She's supposed to sit still for it. Archie and his chromosomes. I'll tell you. That's another reason Archie was likable. Because he was an idiot, but he was just so painfully unaware of it. I mean, he wasn't intentionally trying to be a jerk, you know, or anything like that. It's just, he just didn't know any better. I mean, it was the epitome of ignorance and just being completely unaware of yourself. But I don't know. It worked because everybody loved him from both sides. So anyway, yeah, the chromosomes and the logic, the convoluted logic, man. I tell you, that guy fucking cracks me up. But, you know, he was a good parent. Went to work every day. Made sure nothing crazy went on in his household except for, you know, arguments here and there. Unlike this asshole from fucking Michigan. You know, let me turn down. That's from, those of you who don't recognize, from Desperately Seeking Susan, that movie with Madonna. I forgot the name of the... I forget a lot of things these days. I forgot the name of the group. But anyway, something Port Authority or something like that is the name of the song. Anyway, Archie ran a pretty stable household, unlike this crumbly family, where you've got, you know, the kid is a shooter. This kid happened to be, even though he was another skinny, ugly fuck who couldn't get laid, and that probably would have solved most of his problems. He cried out for help. He knew he was mental, this shooter from Michigan. And his dumb fuck mother just got convicted of involuntary manslaughter a couple weeks ago. And turns out, okay, we're at the end of the trial here for the dumb fuck father who bought him these guns, didn't secure them. But it turns out, this fucking asshole from jail, which everybody with the brains greater than that of a fucking wood screw knows that all of those calls are recorded. And he threatened the prosecutor from jail.
Tonight, a twist from the James Crumbly trial finally revealed.
Your Honor, my client is not willing to agree to the order.
That judge's order limiting Crumbly's jailhouse communication. He's the father of the Oxford school shooter, Ethan. Now, sources close to the Oakland County Prosecutor's Office telling NBC News that Crumbly used threatening language directed toward Prosecutor Karen McDonald.
You stupid idiot, stupid, stupid idiot.
Yeah, what kind of a fucking moron do you got to be to threaten a prosecutor from the jail phone, you know, in a private, quote-unquote, conversation? this guy is dumb as a box of rocks. No wonder his son turned out the way he did, because I'm not sure that this is clinical either, you know, that this kid has got a chemical imbalance or anything like that. I just think he was raised by two fucking morons, and it was hell for him living in this household. He certainly got his ugly looks from his father.
Crumbly allegedly told his sister in recorded jailhouse phone calls his goal in life was to destroy Karen McDonald. Plus, McDonald...
Your goal in life should be to raise a fucking... Well, they're already grown now, but still, your goal should have been to raise your children properly. You know, now, your goal should be to apologize... as much as possible, profusely, to your son, to the victims' families, all of them, okay? But no, he wants to destroy the prosecutor, another fucking nut job.
...was going to hell soon. She better be scared, and she was done. The sources wouldn't say how many calls, but say they date back to 2022. Both lawyers spoke to us before we knew the details of the threats.
He made a lot of threats. I've decided that I'm not going to give him any more of my attention, and I don't think anybody should.
Which is why you're doing this interview and mentioning it.
So, talking more about his threats just gives him more attention.
There's a disagreement about what was said and the nature of that stuff.
Yeah. I see the general vague fucking excuse. There's a disagreement about no fucking disagreement. These are recorded phone calls. Okay. You just say that because you're not in court to try and win, I don't know, the court of public opinion. Nobody's on this guy's side. Okay. So fuck off.
And his wife, Jennifer, the first parents convicted of involuntary manslaughter in a mass school shooting carried out by their child, could spend up to 15 years in prison.
Good.
But parents of the four children killed want to hold school officials accountable. And that means changing the Michigan law, protecting government employees from liability.
Yeah, this is good, too, because they didn't even search the kid's backpack. He fucking made threats about shooting. The parents come, they leave. He goes back to class, and then he shoots everybody later in the afternoon. I mean, I don't know. Are they trying to outdo Uvalde here? They got a long way to go to do that. But this is a pretty big one here.
If a school system wants to do their best, they're never going to do it, because if they do something wrong, they're going to be able to hide behind governmental immunity.
Parents have filed civil suits against the school officials who didn't check Ethan's backpack. The civil cases are caught up in appeals.
Accountability is not just a word that we've been throwing around loosely. I mean, it's what we want. It's absolutely
not. Yeah, but again, you know, all of this, total misstep, but still, there's no more prevention anymore. It's always cleaning up the mess. They never prevent the mess from happening. That's what this country used to do in a shit ton of areas.
Now they're calling for more, including a state investigation into the shooting, where teachers are required to participate, and legislation requiring an investigation after future school shootings.
Did you hear that? Good idea. Okay, what they're suggesting here, but after future school shootings, this is where we are. I remember this shit was at first it was unheard of. Then it was like, oh my God, this happened again. Then it was, oh man, this is happening too much. Then it was, oh my God, this is happening fucking every week. And now they have to take it. Okay, good. This is what I was talking about. Now this is prevention. Okay, but the fact that we have to even say that for future school shootings, because they are anticipating more at their school. I mean, I don't think that's happened before. Has there been repeat school shootings? Well, that's the next step in this evolutionary process, obviously, where it's so easy to get guns, and there are so many dumb fuck parents out there that don't know how to secure their guns, or have clearly... This guy says he didn't know his son was all fucked up in the head. How could you not know? It's your son. He lives with you. Most people can tell just by looking at the fucker, you know? But these dumb fuck parents raising these kids, yeah, there's going to be future. We predict future shootings at our school. Isn't that great?
Ultimately, what we're driving for is to bring out the whole truth. We can't help our children, but we can help the rest of the country.
Yeah, well, good luck.
It took a Michigan jury nearly 11 hours of deliberation to convict James Crumbly of involuntary manslaughter making him the first father to be held criminally responsible for a school shooting committed by their child.
Yeah, I don't know why it took 11 fucking hours either. Seriously, I mean, this is fucking open and shut, this one right here. I mean, these parents were so fucking stupid and neglectful and radicalized, both of them. They're both radical right-wing nut jobs. You know, surprise, surprise. But, I love this because this is also a form of prevention, because now parents are on notice. Okay, now you can't ignore this shit. Now you can't just have kids to get the tax write-offs and fucking do not even care about their well-being, education, mental health, you know, whatever, and buying them guns. You know, now you got to watch your P's and Q's or your ass might be in the sling, and I'm glad.
Crumbly's shaking his head when the verdict was read.
Yeah, shake your fucking head all you want, you rat-faced loser.
This verdict does not bring back their children. But it does mark a moment of accountability.
Crumbly's son Ethan pleaded guilty to the first-degree murders of four classmates and was sentenced last year to life in prison without parole.
Ugh.
Prosecutors,
and he's got it worse than anybody, because life in prison without parole when you're a teenager, huh? That decades of hell. This is why I always say, you really want to punish someone? Don't punish their body. Punish their mind. Execution is much more preferable to me than the notion of spending what he could, if he lives to be, I don't know, 80? I mean, that's 60 years in prison. And, you know, his brain isn't even fully formed yet. And this is the environment he's going to have to witness. And he's a skinny little pussy, too. So he's probably going to be beat on and raped and everything else. And I don't know, maybe he'll come out the other side and be the kingpin of prison one day. Even if you are, it's still a shitty fucking existence. Much worse than the death penalty in my mind. That's why when people get life in prison, especially at a young age, I don't get upset that they didn't get the death penalty. I'm overjoyed because it's way worse.
Arguing the 2021 shooting at Oxford High School was, quote, foreseeable and preventable by James Crumbly.
James Crumbly is not on trial for what his son did. James Crumbly is on trial for what he did,
yeah,
and what he didn't do.
Prosecutors say Crumbly ignored his son's mental health and also failed to take simple precautions to secure the handgun he bought for his son.
Yeah, even if you don't have a son with mental problems or whatever, even if you don't have kids, you know, you need to secure your gun. I mean, it's just, people could come over, kids, neighbors could come over, who knows what could happen, but you need to secure the gun. You need to be safe with it. Yeah, you got to be able to access it quickly, so take precautions. You know, either get the fingerprint safe or keep the key right there near the lock or whatever. I know seconds count if someone breaks in or whatever. But still, to prevent things like this, I mean, like I said, even if you don't have a mentally ill son, you do that. You got a mentally ill son, you especially do that. Oh, that's right. He didn't know that his son was all fucked up. What a father of the year right here.
This is me inserting a table up.
Yeah, she does it right in front of the jury. Cable
that
lock.
That takes less than 10 seconds.
Yeah.
The defense says James had no knowledge his son was a danger to anyone.
No, then you're a horrible piece of shit father.
You heard no testimony and you saw no evidence that James had any knowledge that his son was a danger to anyone.
Oh, well, then why was his mother texting him saying, don't do it and blah, blah, blah? She knew what was going to happen. You tell me she didn't relay that to her husband? Huh? This is all a load of shit.
The shooter's mother, Jennifer Crumbly, was found guilty on the same charges last month. On the witness stand, she suggested her husband should have secured the murder weapon.
I just didn't feel comfortable being in charge of that. It was more his thing.
Now, you know what? I understand this. This, I think, is very plausible. This guy, I'm sure he's like, I'm the man of the house, and he does everything with the guns, and the woman, you know, you get in the kitchen, and you leave the guns to me. This part I can believe.
But unlike his wife, James Crumbly didn't testify in his own defense.
It is my decision to remain silent.
Yeah.
After the verdict.
Because he knows he's an idiot.
Parents of the victims thanking prosecutors for holding the Crumblys accountable.
I truly felt our children there just really just saying, you guys got this.
And those parents.
What a horrible thing to have to go through, you know. And you sit there and you look at these three fucking ugly ass stupid white trash pieces of shit, and they're responsible for your child being gone, you know, of all the ways, of all the things, you know, that they could die, that they could cause their death, you know, Three losers. Great.
It's telling me a small weight was lifted when that verdict was read, but their push for change continues. Meanwhile, James Crumbly is expected to be sentenced on April 9th, the same day as his wife, each facing a maximum sentence of 15 years behind bars per count. In a statement, James's defense attorney telling us he feels, quote, terrible about what happened.
Yeah, whatever. Who cares how you feel? They won't get 15 years. Involuntary manslaughter, I bet they get like maybe 3 to 5 years, maybe because it was their child. Maybe 5 years. Maybe. I'd be surprised if it was more than five. So, anyway, a couple of stupid-ass fucking backwood hillbilly jerk-offs who got way more than 5 years. The Mississippi Goon Squad, y'all!
Tonight, two former Mississippi Sheriff's deputies sentenced for their role in the brutal and racially motivated torture of two black men. Deputy Hunter Elward getting 20 years. Lieutenant Jeffrey Middleton sentenced to 17 and a half years.
Yeah, there you go. And let me tell you something about this. They came to this motherfucker's house, no warrant, okay, just busted in and... You know, during the, you'll hear they planted drugs and weapons on them, which, what does that tell you? If they had to plant drugs and weapons, that means there were no drugs and weapons there, or else they would have just busted them with those. So these guys were basically minding their own business in their own house, and these guys break in and fucking just torture them for a couple hours.
There are two of six officers who have pleaded guilty to federal felony charges. According to court documents, the officers part of a group nicknamed the Goon Squad because of their willingness to use excessive force and not report it.
Just the fact that they had this name and it was floating around, I mean, wouldn't that raise a red flag for a lot of people? Oh, maybe not in Mississippi.
Goon Squad has been operating without supervision.
In January of last year, the Goon Squad bursting into this home without a warrant after a white neighbor reported several black males for suspicious behavior.
Yeah, suspicious behavior. Listen, I understand, man. Okay, you know, you've got to be careful with these 911 calls. Okay, what was the suspicious behavior? Because I have a feeling the suspicion was that they were black. You know, and, hey, you know, like I said, I understand, you know, and a bunch of black people living next to you doing shit, coming and going, blah, blah, blah. that also raises red flags, okay? Especially if they turn out to be thugs. But you have to have the evidence. You can't just not like black people and then say, hey, there's suspicious activity going on over there. I mean, you have to actually see it going on. Like I said, I know you don't like them living next to you, but if they turn out to be black people and not niggers, then there's no problem.
Michael Jenkins and Eddie Parker placed under arrest in their own home without any evidence of a crime. Prosecutors say the officers then repeatedly tasered the two men, calling them racial slurs, beating them, and even sexually assaulting them over the course of 90 minutes.
Jesus Christ.
You are pukes. You're the lowest form of life on earth. You're not even human fucking beings.
Yeah, what did these guys do? That's what I want to know. What caused these officers to go, hey, man, we're going to show up at them niggers' house there, fucking fuck them up the ass, whatever, sexual assault. I don't know what they did. I really didn't care to research that. You know, I know he shot the one guy in the mouth. I think he was trying to execute him. I don't know how you couldn't figure that someone would die if you shot him in the mouth, unless you shot him through the cheek or something, but... I want to know what these guys did to piss off this goon squad so much.
Deputy Elward shooting Jenkins in the mouth, execution style, nearly killing him. And as he lay there bleeding.
Yeah, if it was execution style, he would have killed him, but the redneck fucked it up.
Investigators say the six officers conspired to cover up their actions, even planting drugs and a gun.
Yeah. Can you imagine the abject terror those two victims must have felt?
Oh, yeah, because you know what? Okay, and I see a lot of people, a lot of the dumb rednecks, because I go to the Mississippi, whatever it's called. I forgot the name of the news outlet. I pretty much follow every major news outlet in every major city or region. You know, and what I saw coming out of Mississippi was, you know, what about the eight niggers that raped a white lady a couple months ago? Listen, criminals are always going to be fucking criminals, okay? But when the police become your torturers and whatever, that is a whole nother fucking ball game, okay? And it's much scarier because they have the power to do this and most of the time get away with it, all right? I mean, who are you going to run to? It's a very precarious situation, and yeah, scary is the word. And I'm not condoning that other situation. All those motherfuckers should be put in jail for life, too. You know, the whataboutisms are just, I'm so over that shit.
Today, Elward apologizing to the victims.
I feel like you get it back when you do.
Eddie Parker saying he still suffers.
What's done already, man, can't be erased, man. Can't be taken back. I relive this every day.
I'm getting flashes of Barbara Billingsley from Airplane. Excuse me, stewardess. I speak jive because I didn't understand a fucking word he said. You know? I mean, it's like,
shit, man. That hunky muff me messing my old lady. Got to be running coal upside down his head, you know?
Hey, home, I can dig it. No, he ain't gonna lay no more big rap up on you, man.
I say, hey, Sky. Subba say I won't sing. Pray to Jay, I did the same old, same old.
Hack yourself a pro, slick. Gray matter back, lop performers down, not take TCP in, man.
Hey, you know what they say. See a broad to get that booty yak.
Lay her down and I'll smack him yak up. Oh, got to be. That's one of the funniest scenes. See, and back then we could do that in movies and joke around about it, and nobody went crazy. You know what I mean? But that's what the fucking guy sounded like to me.
The rest of the officers will be sentenced tomorrow and on Thursday. All six are facing additional sentencing on state charges at a later date.
Good, yeah, and another one just last night or yesterday afternoon I saw he got sentenced to 40 years. I think we've had 20, 30, and 40 so far for three out of the, was it five or six of them? So, yeah, when cops are getting long sentences like that, you know it was fucking grotesque. And speaking of grotesque, you know what? We did this story last week about the whistleblower from United who committed a suicide. Yeah, I knew it. This guy, they've got his friend sitting there saying that he mentioned to her, if they claim that I committed suicide, don't fucking believe it. Okay, he said it to her. Plain and simple, this guy had plans. Okay, he had a family. He's recently retired. He's trying to do the right thing. It sounds to me he felt good about himself and his life in doing this and everything. Then I'm telling you, man, they fucking had that. This is not when someone says something like that. Okay, if they say I committed suicide, don't believe them. Okay, and then it comes out that they committed suicide. That's past conspiracy theory because the guy fucking predicted it. Why do you think he did that?
First tonight, our investigative reporter Ann Emerson has new information in the death of Boeing whistleblower John Barnett. A close family friend of Barnett says he predicted he might wind up dead, that a story could surface that he killed himself.
But well, these corporations are just as powerful as the government. Some of them are more powerful than some smaller governments, you know, around the world. Fucking huge ass companies like Disney or Comcast or what? You know, Comcast. Whoever owns Comcast, I forgot. But you know, it's always there's a couple of big media companies. There's a couple of big food companies. They fucking own everything. And forget about the pharmaceutical companies. Holy shit, they can fund their own little war if they wanted to.
He told her, don't believe it.
Yeah.
And
Tessa, Barnett's family friend Jennifer said they had talked about this exact scenario playing out, but his words seemed like a premonition. He told her, don't ever believe it.
I knew John because his mom and my mom are best friends. And so over the years, get-togethers, birthdays, celebrations, and, you know, whatnot, we've all got together and talked and...
Gotta hate listening to that redneck accent. I just hate it.
That's how we really know each other.
And when Jennifer needed help one day, Barnett came by to see her. They talked about his upcoming depositions in Charleston. Jennifer knew he filed an extremely damaging complaint against Boeing. He says the aerospace giant retaliated against him.
Oh, Boeing. Sorry, not United.
He blew the whistle on unsafe practices. For more than 30 years, Barnett was a quality manager. He'd recently retired and moved back to look after his mom in Louisiana.
He wasn't concerned about safety because I asked him, I said, aren't you scared? And he said, and his voice and his, the way he would talk, no, I ain't scared. He said, but if anything happens to me, it's not suicide. You know, I know that he did not commit suicide. There's no way. He loved life too much. He loved his family too much. He loved his brothers too much to put them through what they're going through right now.
And he basically told you not to believe it.
Yeah, because, and you know, he moves back to take care of his mother. Like, he's going to leave his mother? If the whole reason he relocated in retirement was to take care of her? Oh, bullshit. They fucking killed him. I can't believe this. It's like they make a movie about this shit.
I think somebody got in there and made, you know, money can buy anything nowadays, it seems like.
Money could always buy anything, dear. Oh, my God, this chick.
And there's a lot of evil in this world. I think somebody didn't like what he had to say and wanted to shut him up and didn't want it to come back on anyone. So that's why they made it look like a suicide.
The last time she saw Barnett, it was at her father's funeral in late February. He was one of the pallbearers. Sometimes family and friends referred to him by his middle name, Mitch.
I think everybody is in disbelief and can't believe it. And
in disbelief and can't believe it.
Everybody that I don't care what they say, I know that Mitch didn't do that.
And just because John Mitch Barnett is dead doesn't mean this case won't move forward.
Good.
His attorneys say they're still prepared to go to trial in June. Working for you, Ann Emerson, News 4.
All right, thank you. They definitely had this fucker killed, and that's very scary. It's very scary how powerful corporations are, you know. They're very powerful people because, you know, corporations are people. So even if they find that Boeing, you know, did this murder for hire plot or did it on their, you know, internally, whatever the fuck they did, and, you know, when they find out that Boeing, if they find out that Boeing did this, I don't know, they'll probably just arrest the actual shooters and not the people from Boeing who fucking set it up. No one from Boeing will go to jail. Boeing might get fined, but that's about it. Because like I said, corporations are people and money is speech in this fucking backwards-ass country. Jesus H. All right, let's hop over to North Carolina to continue this freight train of stupidity. Now, we've talked about this guy, Robinson, who's running for governor.
Martin Luther King on steroids.
Yeah, Martin Luther King on steroids. Him, and even more disturbing, the woman who was running to be the head of, I think, the Board of Education. Listen to this shit.
The North Carolina Republican nominee for governor, Mark Robinson, as we've reported, has a long history of anti-Semitic, anti-LGBTQ, sexist comments. Now, just this past Saturday,
ain't but two genders.
A. Robinson told a crowd at a Republican fundraiser in Naples, Florida, that it's time to stand up and fight law enforcement. Take a listen.
We once again can be the leaders of freedom in this nation. And it starts with us having a conversation in the mirror. Can I do it? Am I willing?
Can you do what? Are you willing to do what? Listen to this.
When the chips are down, when the FBI is knocking on my door, will I cower? Will I comply? Or will I stand up and fight?
Okay.
Shut up. Cut it out.
Yeah, because what does that mean? When the FBI is knocking on your door, will you stand up and fight? Huh? What, you mean you're going to shoot a bunch of federal officers? Is that what you're talking about? Because that's what it sounds like.
Yeah. Folks, it's time to stand up and fight.
Yeah. Yeah.
FBI knocking on your door? We reached out to Robinson's campaign.
And who's that going to happen to anybody? How often does the FBI come knocking on regular citizens' doors unless they're fucking massive criminals? So who's he telling to do this?
For him to explain the context of that remark, his communications director.
Let me guess. It was poorly worded because that's what he says about everything else.
Quote, he was clearly encouraging folks to mobilize at the ballot box to vote against Biden.
You idiot! Yeah, what does the ballot box have to do with the FBI knocking on your door and you standing up and fighting? Are you gonna fight or are you gonna cower? That doesn't sound like anything that has to do with voting because you simply gotta go there and vote. There's no danger. What the fuck? This is horse shit.
Now, yeah. Mr. Robinson is not the only controversial statewide candidate in North Carolina currently.
Yeah, because this bitch is way crazier.
Which brings us to the Republican nominee to run North Carolina schools, who has tweeted about putting Democrats to death. Her name is Michelle Morrow.
Of course.
Here's one of her tweets. Take a look. It's a doctored photo of former President Barack Obama in an electric chair. Morrow wrote, Death to all traitors. Hashtag Obamagate.
You are a bitch.
Death to all traitors. This is crazy radicalized shit. Okay, and these are the people that are taking all of the leadership positions on the right. Okay, like I always say about Democrats, you can get mad at their stupidity and you can get mad about the bathrooms and the transgender. It's not fucking crazy dangerous like this crap, okay? You don't see Democrats attacking the Capitol, so.
Again, this is the Republican nominee to oversee public schools in North Carolina.
Oh, well, can you find a better example for children than someone who wants to execute, that the time the president of the United States even tweets about it proudly, death to traitors, death to traitors. What a fucking cunt.
Joining us now, CNN's K-File senior reporter, Andrew Kaczynski. Andrew, that's not even all of it. There's a lot more.
Well, that's right, Jake. Last week, Morrow, a conservative activist, won the nomination, upsetting the incumbent North Carolina school superintendent. That's the state's top school job, while she was calling schools indoctrination centers and socialism.
Yeah, and they want religion in schools. What is more of indoctrination than religion on this planet? Never mind the country. But that's what Republicans want. They think that the Democrats, the liberals, indoctrinate the kids. Well, what do they do? Like I said, the religion. Did you see those pictures, those old school pictures of little kids in KKK outfits? As back in the 50s and 60s. In Mississippi and places like that. Is that not indoctrination? You see it today. Little kids fucking dressing up like Trump for Halloween, for the Halloween costume, at the rallies with the Make America Great Again hats on, standing next to their parents with signs, political signs. They have no idea what the hell they're even saying or doing. That's indoctrination.
She's also been linked to the QAnon conspiracy theories, sharing a slogan associated with QAnon, where we go one, we go all at least.
Because that's as much as they hate gangs, that's a gang mentality. Well, it's actually a cult mentality because, they're a cult. And where one cultist goes, I guess they all go. Par for the course.
7 times on Twitter. She's also promoted the baseless adrenochrome conspiracy, which claims that celebrities harvest the blood of children.
You stupid fucking cunt. You idiot.
How can someone be this dumb and about to be elected if she wins? I mean, how can someone this dumb fucking be in charge of an entire state school district? How? And, I saw a clip just this morning of Shimon Prokopez from CNN tried to interview her. And she said, do you live in North Carolina? What do you care about North Carolina voters? I guess you have to live in North Carolina to be concerned about what goes on with North Carolina's children. They still are American citizens, But she wouldn't answer any of these. He brought up all these tweets and all these outlandish things she says, and she don't want to talk about it. Just like Marjorie Taylor Greene, they're all the fucking same. It's like they come out of a fucking factory. Because, now it's weird because now they don't want to talk about it. They'd never dream they'd be in positions like this. They were always considered lunatic fringe. And now they're congress people and the heads of school districts and everything like that. And all the crazy shit they said in the past, they have to either ignore it, deflect from it, or, pretend it's no big deal or whatever to keep the positions and the cushy life that they have gotten because of it. But it's still embarrassing. It's still, if she was proud of it, why wouldn't she fucking say, Obama should have been executed. I believe that celebrities do this and blah, blah, blah. Name them. I don't know. But she won't do any of that because now she's trying to pretend like she's normal so she can infiltrate the system like all these nut jobs are doing.
And she has also made extreme anti-Muslim comments. All of this while repeatedly talking about executing prominent Democrats. Take a look at this tweet right here from May of 2020, where she's responding to someone who says they want to see Obama tossed in Gitmo. Mauro wrote, quote, "I prefer a pay-per-view of him in front of the firing squad. I do not want to waste another dime on supporting his life. We could make some money back from televising his death."
You white trash piece of shit.
Are you kidding me with this? Are you? And this is who they want in North Carolina to run the schools. Huh? She'll probably put a death to all traitors unit in the curriculum or something like that. What a crazy bitch.
In another tweet from December 2020, Morrow suggested executing Joe Biden, who was then president-elect, because he had asked Americans to wear a mask for 100 days at the height of the COVID-19 pandemic, saying, quote, we need to follow the Constitution's advice, and then in all caps, kill all traitors.
You crazy bitch whore!
Can you believe this shit? I can't even believe this. People like this are, you know, I don't know, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Lauren Boebert, they've done it. So why not? Oh, boy. Scary shit, man.
We also found numerous other tweets about executing Democrats in posts on social media. She tweeted the hashtag death to traitors at least 12 times. But, Jake, those comments... her controversial comments really extended beyond that. She repeatedly shared that unfounded claim that Obama was a Muslim. She called Islam evil and even expressed belief in a very bizarre conspiracy theory that Chinese troops were going to invade the United States to help Joe Biden be sworn in.
What? I never even heard of that one. Chinese troops? We're going to come to the United States and help Joe Biden be sworn in?
Are you taking any prescription medication?
Yeah, well, she fucking should be. Jesus Christ.
As president, there's a tweet I want people to look at right here from her where she wrote, quote, tens of thousands of Chinese soldiers are already in Canada and probably Mexico waiting for orders to invade. Now, if Mara wins and becomes the superintendent of North Carolina schools, she's going to have oversight of an $11 billion budget.
Oh, great. Gee, I wonder why the Canadians never told us about this. All the Chinese and probably Mexico. She sounds like that idiot Sidney Powell. This is one of the dumbest bitches who has ever walked the fucking earth, much less the country. Completely psychotic in the way she deals with politics and people she doesn't like. I mean, Jesus Christ, when people call for execution, the people that they don't like in politics, that's beyond crazy. Okay. It's beyond crazy. And on the left, those people are still the fringe. On the right, they're in positions of power. That's the big difference.
And of course, education for the state's 1.3 million K through 12 students.
Oh, great.
My mom went to a public school in North Carolina. This is highly disturbing stuff.
But it's normal. For the last, since 2015, this has been normalized, okay? So you're talking, we're 9 years in. And after Trump wins again, that'll be after 10 years, and it's going to be 14 years in that everybody is used to this type. We've become desensitized to these nut jobs in government positions. I mean, you know, Mike Johnson talks to the Lord, for Christ's sake. Oh, Lord said this, and Lord said that, and fucking crazy shit.
What does Morrow say about these deranged tweets? What does she have to say about it now?
So we reached out to her campaign. We reached out to her personally, too, and we didn't hear back from either of them. We also reached out to the North Carolina.
Well, you'll get what Shimon Prokop has got after he approached her yesterday. Deflection and who are you wanting to, you know, and this chick, she's another one. She's from New York, okay? And she, you know, is running for this position in North Carolina. This is another, dare I say, savvy politician that realizes you have to go to a dumb fuck population to win. Because if you have any sign of a semblance of intelligence in a particular district or region or state or whatever, you're not going to win. So you go manipulate the dumb fucks like Trump does.
And we didn't hear back. So it's going to be really interesting to see how all of this is going to play out in North Carolina in 2024. It's obviously such an important swing state. Mark Robinson, who's at the top of the ticket, as you mentioned, has that history of extremely controversial comments. And this was a state that Trump beat Biden by in 2020 with his smallest margin. So all of this at the top of the ticket, down ballot, it's going to be a big factor in 2024.
Yeah, well, you know, the lunatics have taken over the asylum, you know, on the right as far as people in power. As far as people in power, like I said, on the left, they're still lunatic fringe, you know. On the right, they're the main fucking players. All right, so let's get to the former and future asshole in chief. Oh, before we actually get to him, one of his lawyers, I don't know.
An attorney facing criminal charges for allegedly illegally facing Michigan voting for accessing Michigan voting.
Yeah, this chick needs to fucking calm down.
Means after the 2020 presidential election has been arrested. Stephanie Lambert was arrested after appearing in federal court in Washington, D.C. for a separate case. Lambert had a bench warrant here in Michigan.
Yeah, she has a warrant, and then she goes to court to represent another client, you know, while she's wanted for tampering with these, Dominion voting machines. Can you believe? Again, all the things that Republicans accuse Democrats of doing, they are guilty of doing. It's the only way to defend it, to turn it on them. Very Hitler-esque.
She missed a hearing for her own case. Lambert is accused of leaking emails connected to Dominion voting machines. Dominion was the target of 2020 voting conspiracy.
And what kind of fucking lawyer failure to appear? And then she appears for her own case where she makes money. Oh, what a bitch.
And has responded with defamation lawsuits. Right now, Lambert is being charged with four felonies for accessing voting machines in a search for evidence of a conspiracy theory against former President Donald Trump.
Conspiracy theory, all over the place. That's all fucking Republicans do is spew conspiracy theories, hold hearings against people for the mere implication of impropriety with no evidence, and do nothing as far as legislation. Remember when they said they were going to fix the economy? You know, now that we got the House majority, we're going to fix that economy. No, it's all Biden's fault when it's not fixed. And that's why they don't do anything. Okay, they don't do anything to make it look like Biden doesn't do anything. That's the play.
Donald Trump arriving at a Florida court, his lawyers trying to convince a federal judge the special counsel's case over his handling of classified documents should be dismissed. Trump's team argued...
No. She ain't going to dismiss it. This Eileen Cannon bitch, the judge that Trump appointed, she's making all these rulings without prejudice. Without prejudice means they can be revisited again. Later. So they don't really hold up. All they do is delay shit. This judge is making rulings. It appears she's making rulings and dealing with things, but the rulings are delaying the trial. Okay, and that is the goal here, is to delay.
The charges were unconstitutionally vague. But Judge Eileen Cannon, who Trump appointed to the bench, ruling tonight she will not dismiss the case on those grounds. She's still considering another motion to dismiss, but after a full day of arguments, Cannon strongly signaling she is inclined to let the case move forward.
Yeah, let the case move forward, but she's going to give them now another couple of months because these things were intentionally vague or whatever, and that's another couple of months. So it's the goal here is to just get everything past the election. That's it. I mean, if he loses, oh, boy. I mean, I don't see him losing. But if he loses, his life is pretty much over in many ways.
Your arguments might have some force, but it's difficult to see how this leads to a dismissal of the indictment.
Yeah, so she appears to be impartial here. No, we're not dismissing this, but we're just going to push it back so far that it ain't going to make a fucking difference.
Are you prepared to go to trial on March 25th?
Her ruling coming just hours after a surprise announcement in New York. The Manhattan District Attorney, Alvin Bragg, proposing a one-month delay in the start of Trump's hush money trial.
Of course, because he's a fucking idiot, too.
Trump's accused of trying to conceal payments to adult film star Stormy Daniels. The first of the former president's criminal trials was supposed to get underway less than 2 weeks from now. Prosecutors said they just got their hands on tens of thousands of pages and documents.
Okay, see there. That's why he's a fucking idiot. I mean, because he, again, they didn't do shit in time. They don't do shit on time, these fuckers. I don't know what the Democrats, who taught them in law school to wait as long as possible to bring a case or follow procedures or whatever? They sabotage themselves.
The Justice Department.
When they're not fucking other people sabotaging themselves like Bonnie Willis.
And they want to give Trump's legal team up to 30 days to review them. Prosecutors noting there will be another production of documents by next week.
Mr. Cohen.
Yeah, and that's going to be another delay. What in the hell is going on, man?
The records are related to Trump's former fixer, Michael Cohen, who wrote the check to Stormy Daniels. Trump is.
He's a fucking idiot, too. I'm sick of seeing his face. I don't care that he hates Trump, and he's another one who just stood by him for so long, and now all of a sudden is just come to this epiphany that Trump is a bad guy. That bullshit. You knew the whole time. You went along with it. And this guy's a dumb fuck, too. I don't like him.
Pleaded not guilty. His legal team demanding months to go over the new records, which would delay the trial even more.
Mm-hmm.
Today, Donald Trump is defending comments he made at a rally in Ohio, warning of a, quote, bloodbath if he doesn't win the presidential election.
Now here we go. Now here's another example of where Democrats sound stupid, and this goes all the way up to Joe Biden, too. Listen, I heard this clip, okay? And like I said, I hate Trump, all right? The kind of man he is what tells me he doesn't belong in the White House, okay? But this here, when he said, he's talking about the auto industry, and he's like, man, if Biden becomes president, this auto industry, forget about it. It's going to be a bloodbath. That is not inciting violence. I mean, that is it's an expression, okay? I mean, bloodbath, he's meaning financially and shit like that. But everybody jumps on it and talks about this. Yeah, I know what happened January 6th and all that shit. But this, he didn't mean it like that, okay? And when you take this and you make it into that, you give them credence to say, look how fucking stupid these people are. And this is why they have to fight so hard to beat an idiot.
Trump made the comment as he was talking about the auto industry, vowing to impose 100% tariffs on some imported cars.
We're going to put a 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line, and you're not going to be able to sell those cars. If I get elected, now if I don't get
elected. I don't know why does he do that with his speech? I do not understand that, where he just goes loud and in that weird tone of voice, in China. And, you know, I've been indicted. And if I get elected, what the fuck is that?
Elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole. That's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That'll be the least of it.
Today, Trump.
Yeah, see, he was talking financially. Okay, that was not about violence. So knock it off and quit fueling their stupid ass fire.
Insisted he wasn't talking about political violence at all.
He wasn't.
Saying, quote, I was simply referring to imports allowed by crooked Joe Biden, which are killing the automobile industry. Yeah. But the world saw what happened the last time Trump lost a presidential election as Trump's supporters violently attacked the Capitol on January 6th.
Okay, I think comparing that to this bloodbath comment is pretty stupid. Sorry, you know.
And in Ohio, Trump paid tribute to those arrested for their actions on that day.
Okay, now this is valid. Listen to this shit, this rally where he salutes, even though he's not the president, he's not an officer, and then he fucking, Mr. Bone Spurs here, you know, he got out of going to Vietnam. He's a coward. He got out of serving, his country. Anybody military should be insulted by him, much less when he says, yeah, I like people that weren't captured. People that were captured, whatever, like what he said about McCain. So he's saluting the flag, and this, I don't know, Z-list voiceover guy comes over and says this on the PA.
Please rise for the horribly and unfairly treated January 6th hostages.
What the hell is going on around here?
Yeah, not only are they not hostages, you know, back to blue, I guess, unless you attack them, I guess is the thing, but this guy, for the unfairly treated January 6th hostages. Yeah, where the fuck did they find this asshole? Jesus. Oh, yeah. And those are the patriotic hostages singing the national anthem from prison. And you know what else? They said the Pledge of Allegiance during the fucking like during the national anthem, like on a break or something, like a musical break. And I'm like, wait, national anthem, pledge of allegiance. Boy, he's just going full force with this, you know, fascism wrapped up in a fucking American flag. Hostages, you know, law and order, right? Law and order, unless we break the law or the order.
He saluted during a rendition of the national anthem that was recorded by people in prison for what they did on January 6th.
And I love how the people like Marjorie Taylor Greene complain about the conditions of prison.
Oh, my God, the conditions they have to suffer, these patriots.
Everybody suffers that and has been for decades in prison. You know, prisons are filthy. The food sucks. The treatment sucks. Now, only when their patriots get arrested is it unfair treatment, treated very unfairly. What a load of horse shit.
Trump called those now serving prison sentences hostages and patriots, suggesting he'd pardon them as soon as he gets back into office.
Yeah, build a gallows, chant hang Mike Pence, show up with zip ties talking about Nancy, where are you? We're coming for you. Shit on the floor, smoke pot in there. A couple of them had Ted Cruz documents in their hands and were reading that shit. These fucking losers in there with their hands on this shit, sitting at Pelosi's desk with their feet up, stealing laptops. Such patriots, my fucking ass.
Today, the Biden campaign condemned Trump's prediction of a bloodbath, accusing him of having an affection for violence.
Yeah, well, he does have an affection for violence, but that comment had nothing to do with it. So knock it off. This is what makes you look just as stupid as them. Well, almost as stupid as them.
And a thirst for revenge, and alleging Trump wants another January 6th.
If he loses, he sure does. If he loses, he surely does. And if he wins, at the end of that 4 years, if he decides he doesn't want to go and the country needs a dictator like all of his supporters think, unless it's a Democratic dictator, this country needs a Republican. I'm sorry, a MAGA dictator, because there is no more Republican Party. I mean, Marjorie Taylor Greene was right when she tweeted, MAGA has taken over the Republican Party. I don't know what's going to happen there, but if he loses this election, he's definitely, it's going to be turned up times 10. The whole, I don't know, they're going to come up with fraud or interference. I don't know, I guess maybe change the hearts and minds with all his trials or something like that. I don't know what they're going to do. Because even, speaking of the Trump family taking over the RNC, that Lara Trump, she's advocating now for mail-in ballots. She says, the Republicans are playing checkers and the Democrats are playing chess. So we got to now do early voting and mail-in voting. And I'm like, oh, gee. So you're saying you have to cheat with the cheaters, or you have to do what's smart and convenient and just for all the voters out there? Because a lot of people, it's very difficult to go to the polls, whether it be in physical or mental disabilities or just lack of resources, whatever. But now, all of a sudden, they want mail-in voting now. Gee.
Long after Trump paid tribute to the people who attacked the Capitol as, quote, unbelievable patriots, he posted multiple statements.
Unbelievable patriots.
Calling for Liz Cheney and other members of the January 6th committee to be prosecuted and sent to jail.
That miserable little bag of puke.
Just for investigating something, you should be prosecuted and sent to jail. He is the biggest wannabe dictator I have ever seen. He just can't seem to get it done. He didn't last time. He might get it done this time. But what a pathetic piece of shit. They didn't find anything on Hillary Clinton regarding Benghazi. Should Obama or Biden have put all those Benghazi investigators in prison? You want to talk about weaponizing the Department of Justice or whatever, going after your political opponents for an investigation? Huh? That's all you fuckers do, is launch investigation after investigation. Yours unwarranted. But yeah, you want to put them in prison. What an asshole.
In other words, Trump wants to pardon those who attacked the Capitol, and he wants to prosecute those who investigated his actions on January 6th.
Yeah, in true dictator fashion, bizarro world with a cult behind him that don't question any of it.
Tonight, Donald Trump under fire from some of the nation's top Jewish leaders.
Oh, here we go. Now, Mr. He's got Jewish grandchildren and everything, and this is what he says about Jews who vote for Democrats.
After saying that any Jewish person who votes for Democrats hates their religion.
Dumb cunt.
Yeah, that's what he is. He's a dumb cunt. Unbelievable with this shit. I mean, it's like he wakes up and just thinks, what can I say today that will turn everybody upside down? Chaos. He thrives in chaos. He has said it himself. That's what we want, right? A chaotic, narcissistic, stupid fuck in the White House again.
Any Jewish person that votes for Democrats hates their religion. They hate everything about Israel, and they should be ashamed of themselves.
Oh, you go fuck yourself in your fat fucking ass.
They hate their religion and they hate Israel because they don't have the same political affiliation as you. I mean, can you believe this motherfucking guy? And how often have I said this on the show? And I'm sick of saying it. Just when you think he can't go any lower, he does. It's like he always has to outdo himself because he knows the more he outdoes himself, the more the cult strengthens as a cult.
Because Israel would be destroyed.
Yeah. Have they been destroyed in the last 4 years? Seems to me that Israel is destroying, people who fuck with them. You can agree or not agree, but Israel is not being destroyed by any means. The New York Times is not failing. All these predictions that he always makes never come to fruition.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, the nation's top Jewish elected official, denouncing Trump's comments as reprehensible and dangerous.
To say you hate Israel or your religion because you have one political view over the other is sick, it's hateful. It is unadulterated anti-Semitism.
I don't know if it's much as anti-Semitism as it's just him being him with his ego, because this is not, he doesn't care about Jews. He doesn't care about how they feel about Republicans or Democrats. All he cares about is himself. So if this particular group is going to make him look bad in some way, he will say whatever he has to say to discredit them. Just like he said to Leslie Stahl many years ago, the reason I say all these things about the media is when they question me, no one will believe them, because he tells the same lies and spews the same bullshit over and over and over and over again. And his dumb fuck cult, who he has completely taken advantage of, believes every word of it.
Second gentleman Doug Emhoff, who was also Jewish, outraged.
This is a disgusting, toxic, anti-Semitic thing to say by anyone.
The more disgusting and toxic he is, the more the cult loves him. Don't you get it?
Let alone a former president of the United States.
The Anti-Defamation League calling Trump's comments defamatory and patently false. And a White House spokesperson saying there is no justification for spreading toxic, false stereotypes that threaten fellow citizens.
That's not even a stereotype. If Jews vote Democratic, they hate their religion and Israel? I've never heard such a thing.
Late today, Trump doubling down.
I think that the Democrats have been very, very opposed to Jewish people.
President Biden.
No, there's a stupid faction of them that support Hamas for whatever reason, okay? That's the radical part of the Democratic wing, all right? And, it's nothing to be proud of and everything like that. But still, it's just a different league than Republicans, you know what I mean? It's just a different league.
Himself today, traveling to Nevada to court another key group of voters, Latinos. Biden making sure Latino voters are well aware of Trump's comments attacking migrants.
Minorities who think Trump has their best interests at heart are the dumbest of the dumb of their race. I'll say it 1,000 more times because I've said it 1,000 times before. How the fuck can you be so stupid? Huh? Who fights for your rights in legislation? Huh? Republicans? You fucking morons.
For, quote, poisoning the blood of America.
Yeah. It is a very sad thing for our country. It's poisoning the blood of our country.
Yeah, see, now I can understand you saying when criminal migrants come in and commit crimes and all that stuff, that's bad and everything like that. But poisoning the blood, that has to do with, like, reproduction, having kids, blah, 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 poisoning the blood. That is a just completely textbook racist statement.
The president firing back in an interview with Univision.
He says immigrants are poisoning the blood of this country. And this guy despises Latinos.
President Biden visiting.
He despises everybody not named Donald Trump.
Both Nevada and Arizona today. He relied heavily on the Latino vote to win those states back in 2020, but polls have shown that his support among that critical group is slipping.
Yeah, meanwhile, all the votes, Nikki Haley, who's not even in the race anymore, got like 130-something thousand votes in Florida. You know, his numbers are way down in the Republican stronghold of Florida. So I don't know. Both their numbers are down. It's going to be neck and neck again. But ultimately, I just think this country is too stupid for Trump not to win again.
Biden campaign launching a national program to try to mobilize Latino voters ahead of November.
Mm-hmm. Right. He has long promoted himself a billionaire.
I'm really rich. I'll share that in a second.
But tonight, let's hear how rich he is.
Tonight, Donald Trump telling a New York appeals court he cannot cover the $464 million bond he must post 1 week from today.
Oh, gee, imagine that. His lawyer goes on Fox News, says he has plenty of cash. He has always said he's had a net worth of $10 billion. That's what he has said. Not even $500 million? Elon Musk would piss that fine. Okay, so would Jeff Bezos. Now, I know Trump never claimed to be as rich as those motherfuckers, but if you've got more than $1 billion, this shouldn't be a problem. If you've got $2 billion, $500 million shouldn't be a problem. The only reason it's a problem is because he can't leverage his property. And that's all really much he has is property, okay? He is not a great businessman. He has bought good pieces of real estate. And yes, I know, that's business savvy. But all the failures, all the ways he got these deals, and all the ways that he slapped his name on things that he just let fail so he could hoard as much cash. This was after he filed for bankruptcy and everybody else bailed him out because he owed so much. But these properties is all he has, and he can't use them for leverage because he doesn't have any cash. He exaggerates everything. Why wouldn't anybody think that he has not exaggerated his net worth?
Trump's lawyers saying they face insurmountable difficulties. They approached more than 30 insurance companies for help and were rejected by each one.
Gee, I wonder why. Maybe because Trump never pays his bills from contractors to fucking whoever, the banks, whoever. He always tries to stiff people. And then it's come to light in the last 9 years. Everybody knows it. That's why only his friends who own insurance companies can stake the $80 million, but nobody in their right mind would give him $500 million.
Main reason? Trump does not have enough cash, and the insurance companies were unwilling to accept his real estate assets as collateral. Trump and his eldest sons were found liable for fraudulently inflating the value of their real estate to get favorable bank loans. If Trump does not secure a bond by next week, New York Attorney General Letitia James can ask the court to seize his properties, which she told me she is willing to do.
And he's posting up, keep your filthy hands off Trump Tower. I hope they go after that first.
You're prepared to have the state move to seize Trump's assets?
We are prepared to make sure that the judgment is paid to New Yorkers.
Yes. There's also the possibility that Trump could put his buildings up for sale now to raise quick cash. But his lawyers say that kind of fire sale would result in irrecoverable losses if his appeal succeeds. So bottom line, Trump wants the court to let him post a smaller bond.
Oh, so he wants special treatment. Gee, what a shock from a narcissistic, phony dickhead.
His lawyers say securing anything close to $464 million is a practical impossibility.
Why? I'm really rich. Personal net worth of $10 billion. That's what he said. He said that. Google it. Go on YouTube. Whatever. He has said his personal net worth at one point, and this was when he was running in 2016, so 9 years ago, $10 billion. He hasn't had to fork over and he hasn't lost that much. He made money off his presidency.
Now I donated the $400,000 salary. I don't need it.
Because he made the fucking 1,000 times that much on the Washington, D.C. hotel where he charged the Secret Service to stay there as we're paying, as taxpayers are paying for them to protect him. Foreign diplomats, everybody stayed at Trump hotels, Trump resorts, Mar-a-Lago, whatever. He made tons of money as president, just being the president. So why doesn't he have this money? Gee, I wonder if it's because he's full of shit.
There's no telling when the appeals court may rule, but if Trump is unable to post a bond, the attorney general could begin to take ownership of Trump's properties. We're not sure that means padlocks and stickers on the door, but she told us she is determined to make sure Trump pays.
Yeah.
Why, you stupid fuck! Look at you now!
Yeah, because, you know, the only thing worse for Trump than losing the presidency would be to go bankrupt. You know, but he'll come through it. He'll skate through it. He will. He'll come out of it fucking just golden, because that's what happens to this guy. He manages to and not through any intelligence or skill or tact. It seems like it's just dumb fucking luck that he always seems to get away scot-free. It's really amazing. And I'll tell you what, this whole thing, nobody broke it down better than Brian Tyler Cohen. I mean, you listen to this and you tell me which part of this is not true.
Donald Trump is learning the hard way how the legal system actually works in this country. He took to Truth Social today, writing, "Judge Engoron actually wants me to put up hundreds of millions of dollars for the right to appeal his ridiculous decision. In other words, he is trying to take my appellate rights away from me when I have already won at the appellate division, but he refuses to accept their..."
Won at the appellate division, remember that.
"Already made decision. Nobody has ever heard of anything like this before. I would be forced to mortgage or sell great assets, perhaps at fire sale prices, and if..."
Why? You're so rich. I'm really rich. Why? Why does this have to happen, huh? Unless it's all bullshit.
"When I win the appeal, they would be gone. Does that make sense? Witch hunt, election interference. Now, you'll be shocked to learn that effectively every single word of this post is a lie. Judge Engoron is not trying to take Trump's appellate rights away by virtue of making him pay what he owes. The way the system works, for those of us living in reality, is that under New York state law, if you lose a case, which Trump did, then you have to either pay the full amount that you owe, or a surety company has to post bond in the amount that you owe."
Like everyone else.
"Which shows the court that you have the funds to meet the judgment. And then the court will hold those funds, or that bond, pending the outcome of the appeal. But that is a condition of being able to appeal, just as it's always been a condition of being able to appeal, and just as it's always been a condition for being able to appeal for everyone. So when Trump claims election interference, how do I put this diplomatically? He is a fucking idiot. Of course, there always exists the possibility that he's actually fully aware that these have always been the rules, and that, in fact, he's not the idiot, but that he believes his supporters are the idiots."
Well, they are the idiots. He does believe that because they are.
"So if you're a Trump supporter, ask yourself this. Does this guy truly not know that everyone has to post bond or pay the full amount to be able to appeal? Or is he saying that because his goal is to dupe his fans who he believes to be stupid?"
Again, he does believe they're stupid. And he premised that with ask yourself this to the Trump cultists. They don't ask any questions that would dare, you know, damage dear leader. Okay, they don't ask anything. All they know is what he tells them. That's it. They don't care to do the research. Even if they do, they don't believe it or just ignore it. If they find out the truth, that's what makes them cultists.
"Notice, too, how Trump says that he's already won at the appellate division. Again, he is lying. He did win some modest forms of relief on appeal with regard to his business certificate and Ivanka being dismissed as a co-defendant from the case. But let's be perfectly clear. Donald Trump did not have his decision to pay $455 million overturned on appeal.
Yeah.
What he's trying to do
is take a kernel of the truth like he always does and wrap it up in horse shit.
That he, quote, already won at the appellate division, when in reality, he notched minor technical forms of relief that will have no material impact on his massive verdict. But again, he thinks his supporters are stupid, and so that's how he treats them."
They are, and that's why he treats them that way. That's why he was a Democrat his whole life and then turned Republican when he saw how easy they would be to manipulate, because they're dumb fucks.
"And finally, with regard to Trump's complaints about having to sell his, quote, great assets, perhaps at fire sale prices, let's be clear. It is no one's fault other than Donald Trump himself that he needs to come up with money to meet a fraud verdict other than Donald Trump.
Yeah.
No one forced him to defraud the banks or the people of New York. He made that decision on his own. So he can whine and cry and stomp his feet about how he's going to have to lose money on his assets to satisfy the fraud verdict. But maybe the lesson here, and I hope you're sitting down for this, is to not commit fraud."
Yeah.
Just, you know, for starters. Also, and this may be beside the point, but it's still worth stating, I was led to believe by Donald Trump himself that he was a multi-billionaire. Mm-hmm. If he's really as rich as he claims to be, then shouldn't he easily be able to come up with $455 million? I mean, we're not even talking about $1 billion. We're only talking about millions.
Yeah, because like I said, he claimed to have 10. We all know that's bullshit. But even if he only has two, if he has two, half a billion ain't shit. Okay, if he has one, I've said this before, that's a big hit, okay? But if he has two, should be no problem. So we know that he doesn't have $2 billion. He doesn't. I don't know how much he actually has, but it can't be that much more than $500 million if he's having trouble paying it. He's not the fucking rich, successful businessman that he's always claimed.
And yet, he can't put up the money? He can't find a single creditor who, after doing their due diligence, believes that he's got enough value in his assets to satisfy the bond amount? What does that tell you? Because what it tells me is that maybe Trump's brand of being some brilliant business genius mm-hmm. was, in actuality,
horse
all
shit.
Smoke and mirrors. Yeah. And that's what Donald Trump doesn't want to admit, because his whole brand is predicated on this bogus notion that he's rich and savvy, when in fact he is neither of those things. He is a bumbling moron who slapped his name on a bunch of failed licensing deals that have almost unilaterally gone down in flames.
This is all completely true.
Trump Airlines, Trump Steaks, Trump Vodka, Trump Mortgage, Trump the Game. Trump Wine, Trump Magazine, all failed. Trump University, fraudulent. Trump's casinos.
But he collected his share, I guarantee you that.
Bankrupt. If Trump had put money in a brokerage account that tracked the S&P 500, he would actually be rich. But instead, he spent his entire life failing at one venture after the next, hawking shit products to the suckers who he can exploit, and parading himself around as some business genius. He's not. And it took years, but the glossy veneer is finally wearing off and exposing the fraud that lies underneath.
Hey, now, like I said, what parts of that are not true? Did somebody email me, tell me, find me a link or a clip of the disputes, any of that, because that guy hit the motherfucking bullseye. His whole life has been a con and a grift, okay, and that's it. And anyone who can't see that is fucking dumb. You're just dumb. That's just the way it is. I'm sorry. Oh, and just on a happy footnote, Rudy Giuliani is also facing the same thing on a smaller scale. He's going to have to sell his condo, you know, all this shit. So he's been ruined by all this, too. And I couldn't be fucking happier. All right, a little sports and entertainment before we wrap up. I'll tell you, the fucking the Bears, the McCaskies, yeah, why am I surprised about this? They traded Justin Fields to the fucking Steelers for a sixth-round pick. Okay, a sixth round pick for all we gave up to get him and everything like that. And you know what? They could have kept him another year. You know, it's not going to hit against the salary cap until after next season. They could have given him one more year to get his shit together because he has been improving. Okay, they could have given him another year and built the whole team around him. Because he doesn't have an offensive line. No Bears quarterback has had a stable offensive line since 1988. Okay? I mean, it's ridiculous. So now they get rid of him. They're going to waste this first pick on this Caleb Williams guy. Yeah, who knows if he's going to be great? He could be another bust because, as we all know, whoever the McCaskies hire, draft, whoever they draft, whatever coaches they hire, whoever, whatever. It all starts at the top. That family knows nothing about football, doesn't know what they're doing. The Rooneys, on the other hand, in Pittsburgh know what they're doing. They got him for a song. Fucking A. But they're going to take Caleb Williams. They could still trade away the pick and build the team. Now we don't have a quarterback to do it around. Like I said, we would have had another year. But you draft a whole bunch of people. You draft O-line. You draft, you know, wherever you're weak, you can get a whole bunch of picks for that first pick. And it's not like we're not going to get a great pick next year. We'll probably have second or third. We're one of the worst teams in the league. And ain't going to fucking turn around in one year. All right? So the McCaskies are dumb fucks. The Bears will always suck as long as they are owned by a McCaskey. So this is par for the course. Makes me sick decade after decade, and that's just wrong, that I'm sick about my football team decade after decade, motherfuckers. And I'll tell you what, hey,
A new show, 5 weeks in now, but Shogun, or as they pronounce it, Shogun. You know, it used to be Shogun, now it's Shogun. But anyway, Richard Chamberlain starred in this miniseries back in like the late 70s or early 80s, I think. And I didn't really watch it back then. I was too young to understand. But I'll tell you this one, this is a good show. I love the Japanese language. I really do. I love listening to people speak Japanese. The Japanese speak Japanese. I particularly love when men get mad because they talk like, you know, really normal. And also when they get mad, they do this thing where they're like, and then they go back down. It'd be like if in English you'd be like, you know what, you're a fucking asshole, I think. And you know what else? I hope you're a fucking mother. And then, you know, they go up and down. But it's, I love when they're not doing that. I just love the way the Japanese language sounds. And reading the subtitles, I actually enjoy reading subtitles these days. I don't know why. I used to hate it. And now, for some reason, I like it. It's just, the human brain, man, I'll tell you. But it's a really good show so far. So if you haven't, check it out, man. I think it's on, I think it's on FX. You don't have to pay for it. So, but I thought it was going to be another one of those shows where they show like the first two episodes and then they put it on their Plus or Premiere or whatever channel. And then you got to pay for it. But I mean, I don't pay for anything. I download everything. But people who are afraid to do that, which there's no reason to be afraid to do it. I've been doing it since right after Y2K, when I got my first computer. I started downloading songs and movies and everything. Never did you get these letters every once in a while. Hey, we're going to fuck you up. You keep doing this. Nah, they never follow through with it. Never. Okay, so go to Lime Torrents or the Pirate Bay. Get your fucking BitTorrent client set up first so you can download the shit. And then just get a VPN. Download it all. That's what I do. So fuck it. And as far as songs, you just get some recording software, go on YouTube, search the song, record it. That's it. You don't got to buy anything. All these money make on this money made on streaming and shit. I'm like, what are you people, stupid? Paying money for this shit? I don't pay for any of that shit, and I don't give a fuck. But check out Shogun. It's a really, really good show. And coming up, I see a Star Wars Acolyte. Now, this one looks a little interesting. I know. You know, Disney fucked up the franchise, but I'll tell you what, Rogue One was good. A couple of these, the Mandalorian and Book of Boba Fett and all that been really good. I'm interested to see this Acolyte thing where they're hunting Jedi. You know, the Star Wars, to me, Star Wars lightsaber shit is, that's what draws me to it. I love the lightsaber, the Force, the Jedi, the Sith, you know, all that other stuff with blasters and I know the Empire's cool and the Star Destroyers are cool, but I love the Jedi shit, man. So especially when both sides fight against each other, that's fucking great. It's always been great. So I can't wait to check this out. I think beginning of June on Disney Plus, but again, that means nothing to me, so I will download it. Can't wait. All right, folks, we've come to the end of another one. Yeah, hey, I'm going to play a song from that movie, Streets of Fire, by the Blasters. I played one before. I forgot the name of it, but this one's called One Bad Stud. And it's like, they just sound like a 50s band, 60s band. That's, the time period in Streets of Fire, which was, I don't know, it was corny and really good at the same time. That end fight with the pickaxes, it's the first time we saw Willem Dafoe and his freaky-ass look as Raven. I love that movie. I put that video on my YouTube page. My YouTube page. Since it got taken down after I had 16,000 subscribers, now I got 7. It's been like 3 months. But I don't really care. I just find it interesting that all of a sudden, same videos out there. I got about a third up. I got about 200 out of the 600 up. I don't really care. I never made money off it anyway, so whatever. That's one of the latest videos I put up on there, so I don't know. Check out the page if you feel like it. I don't give a shit either way. One Bad Stud by the Blasters, and we'll see you next week, folks. Later.
the fuck was that you were listening to?